love some of the things Muhammad Ali used to say. Like this, I am the best at golf, but I just haven't played it yet.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
As a frequent traveler, I've always had a secret fear of losing my passport. So when my son Steve showed signs of early onset, I feared the same for him. Every good parent knows that we teach our children best by example, that they learn more from our lives than our lips. So I had a place for everything, and everything in its place. But he didn't. Misplacement was his spiritual gift. We've done our best to teach our children well. Credit cards are like mosquitoes, we said. Be careful or they'll suck your blood. Eat a live toad first thing in the morning, and tough stuff that happens won't seem quite so bad after that. You can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself, so learn from the mistakes of others. And when my son Steve traveled with us, I said about 6 times, always keep your passport in a safe place. He did manage to make out fine when flying around Europe and through Africa, all by himself, even without me. But he once searched the house for his wallet and found it in the fridge right where he put it. We laughed about this for years. But when he accompanied my wife and me to Florida, I thought of it again. A friend had just taken a group of teenagers to Colombia on a mission trip and misplaced her passport, so I told Steve how she spent the day at an embassy and finally flew home exhausted long after the others were gone. "Keep it in a safe place," I said. "Oh, no," he responded, patting his pockets. "I think I left it in the fridge." But wouldn't you know it, on our second day in Florida, a state with as many toll booths as alligators, we went grocery shopping, then down a toll road to the beach. Strolling along by the dunes, I heard my phone buzz. It was a call from my daughter, Rachel. "Dad, you left your passport in a Costco in Orlando." Now, the girl is often pulling pranks on me, jamming cold cutlery into my bed, socks in my shirt sleeves. So my first thought was, "Yeah, right, Rachel." My second thought was, "How would she know I was in a Costco in Orlando?" My third thought was, "No way, dough." Now, in my defense, I had been multitasking, right? Shopping, which always confuses me. Checking out while asking directions to the beach. Something a guy has trouble doing, asking directions. I was scribbling directions on a piece of paper. Trying to find my American credit card while my phone was being rung by a guy with problems. And somehow I managed to pull my passport from my cluttered pocket and leave it on the counter. Well, it was safe, thanks to a phone number in the back and an honest clerk, but I couldn't imagine what my son would say when I told him. When Steve was a boy, one of his favorite books was the Berenstain Bears story, wherein the father purchases a bicycle for his son and proceeds to fall off, to crash into a tree, to drive it up onto a roof, to steer into a swamp and over a cliff, and tell his son after each disaster. Now, that is what you should not do, so let that be a lesson to you. The passport disaster was a lesson to me about pride, about humility, about being critical of others, about judging them. A reminder of 1 Corinthians 10:12, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." Oh, man. What a reminder of God's grace when we mess up. You see, when I told my son, he smiled and said, "At least it wasn't in the fridge." I laughed and said, "And that is what you should not do. So let that be a lesson to you."
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.